Thank you, Aaron, and good evening, everyone. The Board of Supervisors meets tomorrow morning, and the Board will hold a public hearing regarding the use of county property in light of the Occupy protests that took place in front of the courthouse. The Board is expected to direct staff to craft a new county ordinance regulating the use of county properties, many of which, like the courthouse, are located within incorporated cities. There is currently no countywide code provision for the use of county properties, and both county employees and those using property for protests have been frustrated about what is allowable and what is not. County staff has been directed to write an ordinance that satisfies both the ability of the public and the county to conduct business and to ensure the First Amendment rights to free speech and assembly are not infringed. An item on the Board of Supervisors' consent calendar for tomorrow's meeting is a request from the Humboldt Farm Bureau, which had been awarded a Headwaters Fund grant of nearly $40,000 last year, to cancel that grant. The Farm Bureau has requested the cancellation of the grant, which would have been used to conduct local workshops with local agricultural concerns on changes to state and county regulations. By canceling the grant, that money goes back to the Headwaters Fund and can be used for other projects in the future. One other item on the supervisor's agenda is scheduled for the afternoon session. Chief Administrative Officer Philip Smith Haynes will update the board on the current state budget and its potential impacts on the county. Smith Haynes is scheduled for 1:30 in the afternoon. And the Sheriff's Office issued a missing persons alert yesterday afternoon after 65-year-old McKinleyville resident Julianne Seipel went missing after walking her dogs along Moonstone Beach. Seipel was supposed to meet her partner following her walk but failed to appear, and the Sheriff's Office was contacted. Search and rescue teams were dispatched to the area last night, one that saw the temperatures dip into the 20s. At about 8:30 this morning, Seipel was found in McKinleyville and was suffering from severe hypothermia. She was airlifted to the hospital for treatment, but earlier this afternoon, the county coroner reported that Seipel had died from exposure. Investigators are looking into the incident and how Seipel made it back to McKinleyville. Anyone with information is asked to contact the sheriff's office. On January 7th, Darrell Sullivan, Jr. of Eureka was involved in a single car collision at the intersection of Harris and Albee Streets in Eureka. Sullivan, who was not wearing a seatbelt at the time of the crash, suffered major trauma and was taken to the hospital, where he has since been on life support. On Saturday, Sullivan died as a result of the injuries he suffered, and the Eureka Police Department wants to remind drivers and passengers to always use their seat belts when in the car. You're listening to KINS North Coast News. We'll be right back after this.
Here's Redwood Capital Bank customer C.C. Walker of Praxis Fitness.
I've been a customer of Redwood Capital Bank for 3 years. I love the excellent, friendly service I receive. I've never had a relationship with a financial institution like I do with Redwood Capital Bank. They know me, they know what I need, and they're always there to help. The personal connection I've experienced with Redwood Capital Bank is above and beyond any other financial institution.
We believe in living our values every day.
Redwood Capital Bank. Our interest is you.
You're listening to KINS News and Information. The Eureka Police Department reports that two juveniles suspected of committing an armed robbery at a business on West Harris Street in late December have been arrested. According to witnesses, the two male suspects entered the business and began demanding money, while one of the suspects brandished what appeared to be a handgun. An employee was able to activate the robbery alarm, which notified police, but the suspects fled with an undisclosed amount of cash before officers arrived. On Saturday, both subjects were located and arrested on suspicion of armed robbery and were booked into juvenile hall. Anyone with information about the incident is asked to contact the Eureka Police Department. And the city of Eureka had only recently approved the location of an extreme weather shelter and was planning on doing a test run in the coming days before Mother Nature forced the city's hand. With temperatures dropping to below freezing over the weekend, the extreme weather shelter located at the St. Vincent's Dining Facility has been open and is accepting those who need a warm place to stay. The rescue mission is normally the first stop for those looking for a warm spot for the night, but overflow is expected and the facility at St. Vincent's will be available for anyone the mission can't hold. And it's been a dry winter so far on the North Coast, but the National Weather Service is predicting that Humboldt County will get some rain this week and maybe a lot of rain. The Weather Service estimates that we could get anywhere from 3 to 5 inches of rain as a series of storm fronts move through the area, with up to as much as 8 inches in Del Norte County and southern Oregon. Snow levels are not expected to drop below 500 feet, but high winds could accompany the storms as soon as tomorrow and last through the weekend. Be prepared for rapid river rise and wet, slippery roads. And that's your North Coast News on this Monday evening. For KINS News and Information, I'm Dan Squire.